Hello. I am back with another episode of Single and Probably Asexual. Trying a different little setup today. Hoping that the microphone is still close enough where you guys can hear me and that you can also see me via video. Which now I'm realizing I should probably change the camera angle. So one second. All right. I'm thinking and hoping that that should be better. So, yeah. Hello. Very excited to chat today. Also, this episode comes with a very heaviness to it too, if I'm being honest. A lot of exciting things this month. It is Pride Month. And for myself, it is my first Pride Month being out as queer and asexual, which is very exciting. And when I was talking to Nico, a podcast interview that I had a while ago, they were telling me that through discovering myself as being queer and my identity in the community, it was something that they had always seen in me. And I felt that because it was something that I had always felt. But having these identities really helped solidify it helped solidify almost who I am. Because for so many years, I felt so aimless, and I thought I was wrong, or weird, or not normal. I was wrong for not feeling a lot of sexual attraction or desire with people. I was wrong for not having crushes on people. It was weird that I never went on dates. It was weird that I never had a boyfriend growing up in school, or whatever. So all these things that I classified myself as, oh, well, you're just not normal. When all along I was just a little baby asexual and little queer person trying to find their way and trying to find their identity. So with this being my first Pride Month, I've celebrated Pride many a year. I have a lot of friends who are part of the LGBTQIA community. Since I was a kid, I mean, I've always known people who identified a different way. And while I related to those people many a year ago, long time ago, and still today, I still didn't know that I was a part of this. And I think there were so many years that I just repressed because I kept telling myself, no, you are straight. You will find a person one day to settle down and marry and have kids and do the whole thing. And so I hid myself. I was closeted. But I was also hopeful that my non-normality was just a phase. Like, yeah, genuinely, generally, I'm mostly attracted to men. This was back in the day. So that'll come around for me, right? Like, maybe I'm just in like the shy phase, you know, all these things I would tell myself. But when I was speaking with Nico, it was really reassuring to hear them say, Kendra, you've always been this way, to me at least. I've always seen you as queer. And it's not just how you identify or how you sexually identify or who you're sleeping with or what flag that you have hanging up in your home. It's who you are. It's an essence of who you are. And for me, being queer is being accepting and loving and caring and thoughtful. And it even goes beyond having those feelings and those that support, even for people that I don't agree with. A good example for that is my parents are pretty amazing, and they're great, and they're open people as well, and they support me, and they support everything that I do, and I know that they support what I speak about because it's my story and it's my perspective. But when it comes to politics, my parents and I do not agree. And there's, you know, there's a lot of layers to that, of course, but I believe that this community and that queer people, gay people, trans people, asexuals, intersex people, we were bred out of contempt and not fitting in. We were bred out of anger and rebellion, and we were bred to create this movement and this community and these identities that formed love and equality for all. So even though there are some things that I don't necessarily agree with my lovely mother and father, I believe deep down, me being queer and me being part of this community, I am still supposed to show up and show love and not hate. And I understand that there is a big, big issue with some of that too, and that a lot of other queer people see issues with that, because with politics now and all of these laws that are being passed, anti-LGBTQIA plus laws, it is directly harmful and impactful and impacting us and our community in a very negative way, and we're dying. Especially trans people. Trans people are being stripped away of their rights in a lot of states. And while I understand that, for me it's also it's selective as well. Like, my parents are my parents. They don't agree with the things that are happening, but I still choose to love them because they are my parents. Yes, I will still stand up and fight against Republican ideals and all of that stuff, but I still want to come at it from a place of love, because there's already so much hate in this world, and there will just continue to be hate in this world. That hate will continue to persist. But to skirt away from politics for a minute, because we will sadly be getting back to that, I just wanted to talk first and foremost about pride. We're going to start with the light, because unfortunately, as I said at the beginning of this episode does come with some heaviness. I'll briefly mention it now and we will get into it later, but the Human Rights Campaign has declared war, basically, not war, but that LGBTQ people in America are at risk. State of emergency. Sorry, that's what I was trying to think of. Not war, but state of emergency. So people who are in this community, we are in a state of emergency. Like I kind of briefly touched on with all of these laws being passed, especially for those who are trans, who are being stripped away of healthcare and their rights to use public restrooms, their rights to just exist. So we will get back to that. It's a very heavy month. Yes, it is Pride Month, and we should be full of joy and love, which we are, but it is also scary because this has been the first time in, I believe, 40 years that there has been a state of emergency against LGBTQIA plus people. And it is very scary and it is very sad. But to move on to the light for a little bit, I just want to read you some stuff, some history about Pride Month. Because as this is my first Pride Month being out, I am still learning a lot, and I wanted to learn a little bit more of Pride and how it was started. So in case that you are in a similar position as I am, or you just want to hear some facts about how this month was created in support of equality and in support of love and in support of humans and human rights. So there is this article that I am reading from the Mental Health Association in Delaware, and this specific article was done by Golda Duncan, a public ally. And I'm just going to read you some little facts here. So the history of pride. In 1924, Henry Gerber, a German immigrant, founded the Society for Human Rights, the first documented gay rights organization based out of Chicago. During his U.S. Army service in World War I, Gerber was inspired to create his own organization based on the Scientific Humanitarian Committee, which was a homosexual emancipation group in Germany. Gerber's small group also published a few issues of the newsletter Friendship and Freedom, the country's first gay interest newsletter. Although police raids caused the group to disband in 1925. 90 years later, the U.S. government made Gerber's Chicago House a national historic landmark by stating a committee. It showed the world that there were issues that needed to be addressed in order to give the LGBTQ community a voice. The gay rights movement began to see progress in the 1960s, and in 1961, Illinois became the first state to get rid of its anti-sodomy laws, effectively decriminalizing homosexuality. That same year, a local TV station in California aired the first documentary in the U.S. about homosexuality called The Rejected. So, from that birthed a lot. It birthed Pride Celebration, and what they have to say about Pride Celebration is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, LGBTQ. Pride Month is currently celebrated each year in the month of June to honor the 1969 Stonewall Uprising in Manhattan. The Stonewall Uprising was considered to be a turning point for the gay liberation movement in the United States. In the U.S., the last Sunday of June was initially celebrated as Gay Pride Day, so a lot of the parades are on the last Sunday of June. I believe this year it is the 25th for us in the West Coast, and I guess everywhere. There's just a 3-hour time difference in this country. In major cities across the nation, this day soon grew to encompass events that happened all month long. Today's celebration included pride parades, picnics, parties, workshops, and concerts, and LGBTQ Pride Month events attract millions of participants around the world. Memorials are held during this month for those members of the community who have been lost to hate crimes or HIV and AIDS. The purpose of this month is to recognize the impact that lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals have had on history, both nationally and internationally. The celebration is so important to so many in the community to get together and to not be afraid to be who they are around each other. They have the freedom to express themselves how they want and without judgment. And then one last part here on mental health awareness in the community. In 1952, the American Psychiatric Association listed homosexuality as a form of mental disorder. Imagine loving someone and a psychologist says you have a mental illness because it's not right loving that person. In addition, you have people telling you to be gay is a sin and that you will go to hell. The people who are in love and stuck in this place where they can't be truly happy. As a consequence, they may experience depression, which could possibly lead to suicide. It is important to support LGBTQ loved ones' mental health by listening and having an open mind. Many people in the community are also often isolated from family members and friends due to the lack of inclusion and education. It is important to create a safe space for your friend or family member who may be in the LGBTQ community when going to places such as restaurants, parks, etc. Make them feel included like everyone else. Love them as they should be loved, and stand up for when things are not right. The celebration of Pride Month is more than just getting together and having fun. It has meaning, it has history, and it has been a wonderful way for the LGBTQ community to express who they are without feeling judgment. You get to create a family by surrounding yourself with like-minded people. Again, that was Golda Duncan, a public ally who wrote that piece, Pride Month, the history and the meaning behind it, for the Mental Health Association in Delaware. Yeah, I mean, wow. Pride Month, it's beautiful. And I remember when I went to one of my first big Pride parades in Seattle when I was younger. It's just a space full of so much beauty. Immense, immense, immense beauty. Beauty overflowing. You know, you don't see more originality. You don't see more creativity. You don't see more unabashed love and confidence and security and how these people feel and how they are and how they present themselves to the world and what they believe to be true and all right in the world, which it is. It's equality. It's human equality and it's love. And we get to choose who we get to love. And that's a beautiful thing. And this space is just filled with this electric energy of equality and freedom and compassion and love. And it's truly a beautiful thing. And I hope that this year, amidst all of the hate that is going around against people in this community, in my community, in our community, because it still is our community, we are a country, we're supposed to have each other's backs, we're supposed to not be so divided, we're supposed to not wish death and improper medical care, whether it be physical to your body, whether it be mental health, we're not supposed to wish that upon one another. It's not right. So as I was really looking forward to this month, even though I've had a bit of a time myself recently, just I'm coming off of being sick, having strep throat, I've been in a very low point recently, which I've been also very grateful for. They say rock bottom is not great, but I say rock bottom is a perfect way to build yourself up from the ground with a really sturdy foundation, because what you got underneath there is pretty much rock. So it's been a little overwhelming and my emotions have been everywhere. I've been thinking about my business and how I'm going to move forward with that. It's been rough during the recession right now. Just a handful of things. But I was really much looking forward to getting into this month and then seeing that the Human Rights Campaign issued a state of emergency for my community. It's devastating. It honestly is devastating. It's terrifying and scary and inhumane. It's just disheartening. It honestly is very disheartening and sad. But it goes to show you that a community birthed out of oppression will always have to fight oppression. And we're strong people. We're resilient people. And I know for a fact that we can get through this and that we will continue to get through this. But there are just some things that I wanted to mention now before getting into some other stuff. There are ways that you can help, whether you are part of this community or not, whether you are in the community or you are an ally. It's important to, like that article that Golda wrote, support those that you know who are in the community. Reach out to them. like that article mentioned and like statistics mention, mental health is huge in this community because although I sit here with supportive Republican parents, that's not the case for a lot of other people. I sit here with so much immense support from my family, my brother, my mom, my dad, my friends, my dog, people I meet online, like clients. I am privileged greatly, obviously being a white-bodied person in America, but I am privileged with the support that I have. And I know that there are not a lot of people out there who even have support from a single friend or a single family member or a single community member. And those people need support more than anything. I can probably go with a few people not supporting me in my life and my choices, and I'll still be fine because most of my support is there. Most of the people in my life, that support is there. And reaching out to those who are part of this community is vital because, like I said, we are dying. There are laws being passed day after day after day after day after day, especially in states that are not liberal, are not blue, and the people in those states really need help. The LGBTQIA plus members in those states really need your help and support. And for those who are in the community, there's a great thing going around on social media right now, and you can also check this out on the Human Resources Human Rights Resources Campaign website is the rights in each state. So if you are traveling to different states, know the rights there. Know where it's safe to access public locations, such as a restroom. Know where it's safe to be out and about. Understand your rights, and especially what is being done in specific areas to further protect yourself. Because unfortunately, the government, the lawmakers, people in charge in a lot of different states, in a large part of this country, I'd probably say maybe half of this country, maybe more than half of this country, sadly, they don't have your back. This is just kind of like, as you know, we talk about police officers. Know your rights. If you get pulled over, know your rights. And make sure you vocalize those rights, because I guarantee you, depending on how you look, who you are, how you identify, that officer, that person in charge of the law, that person who is made to protect and serve you, will not do that. They will not protect and serve you. And so now more than ever is a time where we need to be standing up for ourselves, and we need to know how to do that in the safest way possible, in order for protection. Moving on to some politics again. We have been seeing a lot of aggression for certain people in this country. So much aggression. I mean, it's aggression towards women. It's aggression towards people of color. It's aggression towards the LGBTQIA plus community. It's aggression towards children. There have actually been several countries that have listed out warnings to their residents in their country on why not to travel to the U.S. or what to watch out for when you travel to the U.S. Which to me is just mind-blowing. You know, the land of the free. Come one, come all. And me growing up in the 90s, it was, oh no, you can't go to this country. You can't go to this country because it's not safe. It's not safe. I'm like, woo. Well, thank God I live in America where the cops are out to save us all and the government has our back. My, how times have changed. I mean, yes, they were always bad. It's never been great in this country. There has been oppression severely to so many people. And it's never been great, but it is getting worse. It is progressively getting worse. The death rate of children at schools goes up. The death rate and brutality of police officers against people of color, against Black people, goes up. The hate crimes against LGBTQIA members in this country goes up. Everything is rising up at alarming rates. And I don't want to sit here and, you know, it's so hard to just be positive at times, especially being queer, because we're supposed to come from loving and positive places. At least that's what I believe. But when we have a country that is progressively getting worse and worse and worse by the day, and people are dying, innocent people are dying, innocent children are dying by the minute, it's hard to keep your head up, quote unquote. And it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying to be in this country right now, which is a wild thought that I never thought I would ever say as a child. But here I am trying to find every reason to leave this country one day and live in a place where there is no harm, there is no crime, there is nothing. And I know that there is crime and there is hate everywhere, but the rate at which that is happening in this country is alarming. So some of these countries out there that have warned the U.S. and have considered the U.S. as a unsafe destination to travel or vacation to are New Zealand, Canada, our friends to the north. I feel really bad that we are so closely attached, because, man, sorry, Australia, the UK, so that includes Scotland, Ireland, London, France, even though London's a city, Venezuela, and Uruguay. These are just some of the places that countries have warned their residents to not travel to. And it's no surprise. And so recently, I just feel like things are progressively getting worse and more scary. Companies such as Bud Light, who are having these campaigns that are amazing, and they're supporting people who are trans. They're supporting trans, trans youth, but then thinking it's alcohol. So they're not supporting trans youth. I mean, they're supporting trans people, but they don't support underage drinking. But supporting the LGBTQIA plus community, and then you have social media, which is an amazing tool, and then also very scary. People shooting up beer cans, of course, because that's a normal thing to do when we are feeling angry at a company, is we're going to line up our 57 cans of Bud Light that we annually stock up on, and we're just going to shoot them. So someone like Bret Michaels, who was Rock of Love, did this really ridiculous video, like, fuck you, Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch. And I don't have words for it. But what pisses me off the most about our community and how it is perceived, especially how trans people and people who choose to do drag as a form of entertainment, as a form of passion, how we are being perceived as harmful to kids. Give me the statistics. Give me the statistics of the amount of drag queens that have walked into an elementary school and shot up innocent children. give me the statistics of any gay, lesbian, bisexual person that goes and tries to groom children. But I can sit over here and give you a slew of reasons from the... I mean, the easy way to say this is from the Republican side of things. From the white America side of things. From the conservative side of things. Guns are life. Guns are life to everybody. And these people who are shooting up schools are white men in rural areas of this country. Let's also talk about pageants and how little girls are groomed very much, no pun intended on that word, but they are actually groomed to look like older women. They have teeth. Fake teeth that look like my teeth. They don't have the baby teeth. The amount of makeup, I have never worn that much makeup. I've never worn more makeup than probably a 3-year-old little girl in Kansas that does pageants and that does debutantes or toddlers in tiara. But please tell us how our community is grooming children. The hypocrisy is just at an all-time high. And it's one side of things that are choosing to just ignore their actual hands that they have in oppression against young children and crime and hurt and murder against people. And they think that focusing on the fact that people in my community are off or strange, so therefore... because we don't like that, or we don't agree with that, or God didn't make us like that, that we are going to take that little thing that just irks us a little bit, and we're going to blow it up and say, you're killing children, and you're grooming children, and all of this bullshit. The hypocrisy is unreal. It's almost unfathomable. Fathomable. I don't know how to speak right now. It's wild, is what it is. And that is harmful. That in and of itself is the most harm that we can do, is to take something that is inherently untrue, saying that gay people, trans people, and drag queens physically harm children, and say that is the case, that is what that group of people is doing, and that is the intent for that group of people. The intent for that group of people isn't just to have their own freedom of expression and equality of love. But we are going to actually take the things that we do, like freely use our guns, take them out in public, give them to small children, give them to people or have access to people that are using these in a bad way. And all of these other weird things that we do in our life, like have little girls dress up in pageants and represent the feminine in a way that a little child should never be doing. But we're choosing to ignore all of that. Because fuck you for being gay, you're the ones who actually are harming this country. I can't wrap my brain around it. I really can't. And as happy as this month is, as happy as this month should be, it is clouded right now with a lot of sadness and pain. Because unfortunately, there are a large group of people in this country. Unfortunately, there's several numbers out there. And these people keep breeding people that keep telling them, believe in this, do this, hate this, don't trust that, yada, yada, yada. Feeding them misinformation and feeding them just hatred. And these people are growing up, they're keeping this group of people alive and well on their end, fed with fucked up information and anger. And it is really sad. And it's being shown now more tangibly with these laws being passed. And I will say, I think ever since Trump was president and was so good at spewing so much hate and racism and bigoted things that come out of that guy's mouth, the uprising of hate crimes in this country, the uprising of police brutality, the uprising of school shootings, it has magnified post-Trump. And people will believe someone in power. And it is really scary to think that someone like that could be in power again. Because if that happens, that person can directly affect so many individuals who are innocent, who are not out to hate, who are not out to hurt, and affect the trajectory of millions and millions and millions of lives in this country and in the world. You know, we have this country, land of the free, home of the brave, and you've got this racist, bigoted president spewing out all these things. People in other countries can look at that and go, well, if that's their leader in power, maybe we need to adapt some of these attributes. Well, I'm sorry for how this podcast, this episode, has gone. But I don't apologize because it is something that needs to be spoken about, because as this is a very happy month and as I'm very happy to celebrate my first month being out, it is also, there is so much work that needs to be done in this country in order to protect people in this country, to protect innocent people in this country, to protect children in this country. And I will not be complacent, and I will talk about the good, but I will also talk about the bad and the things that we all need to be aware of. So yeah, with that, thank you for being here. Thank you for being patient with this episode. Now that I am feeling better in my body, in my mind, I am going to be a little bit more proactive. I'm going to be more proactive with this. Again, I'm always looking for people to interview. So if you would like to come and talk, can be about whatever. You don't have to identify as asexual. You don't even have to identify as being a part of this community. But if you are an ally, if you have something that you think people would like to hear on this episode, on this podcast, reach out. Let me know. Because I'd love to have you. And with that, I'll end with happy Pride. And please, 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 everybody stay safe. Thank you.